I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and is not suitable for everyone. Please be advised. This month, Netflix released its true crime documentary, Lover, Stalker, Killer, about a deadly love triangle. It tells the story of how 35-year-old Nebraska auto mechanic Dave Krupa became a part of an internet dating nightmare. In 2012, Dave matched with a woman on an internet dating site named Shanna Elizabeth Gollier, or Liz. After months of casually dating Liz and many other women, Krupa met Carrie Farver, and there was an instant spark between them. They began dating. However, just a couple weeks into their relationship, Farver suddenly vanished. But she didn't go away completely. From that point on, both Dave and anyone close to him, especially Liz Gollier, started receiving a deluge of very angry and threatening texts and email messages from Farver. And over the next 3 years, he would receive more than 18,000 intimidating emails and some 50,000 texts from accounts associated with Farber. The harassment affected his job, his children, and his relationship with their mother. Farber's mother always insisted the texts were not from her daughter and that she was missing. But there were no leads in her disappearance until 2015, when two new detectives re-examined the case. They discovered that Liz Gollier, the seemingly innocent victim, was actually the one who did the harassing, that it could not possibly have been Carrie Farver because Liz had murdered her the day she disappeared.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
Today's headline is courtesy of KMTV News Omaha.
Accused of concocting a web of lies and deceit to cover up the disappearance of a woman who dated her ex-boyfriend.
Authorities believe Shanna Gollier killed Carrie Farver in 2012.
The 41-year-old Gollier is charged with first-degree murder and arson. Prosecutors say in November 2012, Gollier killed 37-year-old Carrie Farver because she started dating a man who broke it off with Gollier, Dave Krupa. She allegedly stabbed Farver in her own vehicle, dumped her body, and used Carrie's phone, Facebook, and fake email accounts for years to make people believe Carrie was still alive and to harass Krupa. She was an obsessive stalker, when in fact, it was Gollier.
This was such a convoluted, complicated, extensive scheme. It included the defendant even making police reports, claiming she was the victim of crimes Carrie Farver perpetrated on her.
Today, Julie and I will discuss the bizarre and fascinating case of Liz Gollier. The thing about the Netflix special, by the way, the title says it all. Lover, Stalker, Killer. That's the name of the documentary. And you're absolutely right. This woman, Liz Gollier, is in a league of her own.
Liz Gollier was not only a digital stalker, she was a physical stalker. And her text and emails were just full of rage and became increasingly threatening. Is there a mental illness or a personality disorder that's associated with stalking behaviors?
Stalkers are rarely mentally ill. And when they are, the illness is usually they are suffering a delusion. They believe something that is not true. And they believe it despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, such as, let's say I'm a delusional person and I'm a stalker, and my delusion is that President Biden is my husband and I stalk him. That is coming from a very, very ill mind, that a psychotic, that is someone out of touch with reality. Most stalkers are not mentally ill, but they do have problems. And boy, did Liz Gollier, in my opinion. She was spending 40 to 50 hours a week online and texting, pretending to be Carrie Farber. The real Carrie Farber apparently was a very sweet, wonderful person. The Carrie Farber she was pretending to be was a horrible, horrible person that nobody would want to be around. But Dave didn't know that. Dave and Carrie had just been dating 2 weeks.
What's even worse, it wasn't that she was just doing it to her and to Dave. She would text Carrie's son, and she would text Carrie's mother,
yeah,
and just say, sorry, I'm moving to Kansas, or I don't want to talk. Her teenage son.
Yeah.
She even sent a message to them saying that Carrie had been spotted at a homeless shelter, which they went to see, and then she wasn't there. It's this horrible thing where she was making them, she was giving them hope that their daughter was alive.
Right. And you know what that is. Six-letter word starts with an S.
Yeah. She was a sadist.
Sadism. An emotional sadist. I mean, when Liz murdered Carrie, her son was only 14.
She goes beyond just the regular jealousy murderer. She is a jealousy murderer with a splash of sadism and a whole shaker full of narcissism.
I think it's important for people to understand something about Liz other than what we've been talking about, and that is she could be charming. Dave liked her. They hit it off. They were dating for a few weeks casually, and she was very fun to be with, by Dave's own words. But there was an entire other side to Liz. You know how I feel about the word evil. It only belongs in Grimm's fairy tales and things like that. But this woman, if ever that word could be hung around someone's neck, it would be her.
Well, I feel like she is the definition that you always talk about of a narcissistic psychopath, because she was charming, but it was all about her and in service to her. Was she delusional, though? Would you call her delusional to think that she was going to be with Dave?
No, that was a wish. It was a desire. Delusion is a clinical term in the world of psychiatry, psychology. And what it means is it's a very powerful belief in something that has no basis in fact. And the individual believes it despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. No, she was not delusional about getting Dave back. She wanted him back. She wished he would come back. She manipulated a situation that he ended up back in her bed. Eventually, that's not a delusion. I would also like to point out that in addition to being clearly a narcissistic psychopath, Liz definitely had obsessive compulsive features as well. Who else would spend 40 to 50 hours a week writing texts and writing emails and manipulating situations and all that she did? You'd have to have.
So in addition to throwing off suspicion off herself, did Liz get something more from being portrayed as the victim of the stalker as well?
Oh, you bet she did. Just picture this. You ever been to a circus, Julie? A real on-site circus?
I have.
Okay, so you know, there's a ring. And in the middle of the ring, where all the various acts are performed, is a ring master. And he's got his whistle, he's got his little whip, whatnot, and he is in charge of all this activity going on around him. And obviously has to be very good at it. That's how I see Liz. She was manipulating all these people around her, cops, ex-boyfriends. Liz was even contacting, as you mentioned, Carrie's own mother and son. She was doing all these different things that actually was not necessary at all. Why did she do it? She liked it. She put herself in the center of that ring I'm talking about. And she got the detective's attention by making herself a victim. And it was all about, and here's where the narcissism comes in. Look at me, look at me, look at me. We shouldn't be looking for Carrie. Look at what's happening to me. And it wasn't until her behavior became, as I said, over the top, that she finally went too far.
Do you think if this had gone on longer, that she would have eventually hurt Dave?
Maybe, but he never reported that she was violent with him or threatened him in any way. It appears her big issue was with women, not men. I suggest everybody, if you're interested, watch the Netflix documentary, and you will see that online dating was a big component of how Dave met people, and now he's not dating at all. I can't blame him after what he's gone through. But I would just say to people, it takes a long time to get to know someone. And somebody can look real good, as the expression goes, looks good on paper. Anybody can put anything they want on a dating site. And in the couple of weeks that Dave was dating Liz before he met Carrie, he did not notice any of this. Buyer beware.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.